This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. At last report, Francis Vincent Lambert has been deprived of food and water for over a week. Disabled in an accident, his wife sought court action to impose his death. The process, too barbaric for animals, is being blasted by pro-life advocates who are calling on French President Macron to intervene. In other headlines, British Parliament's insistence that North Ireland embrace abortion may be resurrecting opposition to abortion across both North and South Ireland. California is rushing to turn schools into sex ed projects, teaching youth to embrace incredibly stupid actions with impunity. At least one Canadian theater is standing up against threats of violence as the movie Unplanned begins showing on Friday. And a Kansas law banning telemed abortions has been upheld in court. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. America has seen the development of some tremendous ideas about rights and the human person. Seeking to spread those ideas, a new State Department Commission on Inalienable Rights will seek to counter a world trend of talk about human rights used as a cover for denial of rights. Marianne Glendon says the commission will avoid imposing policies and instead help nations embrace the noble ideas behind such rights. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.